Older than 10 years? Call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Ward's Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent, senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Those weather changes we've been telling you about are now very close at hand as a cold front approaches the state. The chance of showers will be increasing as we go through the nighttime hours tonight. In fact, they'll become quite likely by late tonight, and showers and thunderstorms will be around at times tomorrow. Saturday's high temperature up to about 73. I think the showers will move out sometime Saturday evening and then turning colder. Overnight low temperature around 40. Sunday, sunshine, but much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. A little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. More details just arrived. These details about the same as previously. President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, oh no, the motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal. Repeating, a bulletin from CBS News, President Kennedy has been shot by a would-be assassin in Dallas, Texas. Stay tuned to CBS News for further details.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
And at 3:06, we'll skip the usual intro this afternoon because November 22nd is a day we set aside every year that we're doing a show to talk about a benchmark moment in my life, Terry's life, Rosie's life. Young Eddie Bader, I'm not too sure about.
Not quite. Missed me by a few years.
The reason, A, it remains in many respects an unsolved mystery.
Yep.
B, it is absolutely illustrative of what we're watching take place today. The deep state.
Absolutely.
and creating a narrative. This is, we hear this every day in the news. And I am hoping and praying that Donald Trump is the guy that peels the lid off this so every American, regardless of beliefs or voting tendencies, will realize that we are participating in a charade. We saw it happen here with candidates that came into the studio and promised A, B, and C and conservative, and then came up with scorecards that didn't quite match what we were told. So who's really running the show? I mean, that's still the question that needs to be asked. And we finally have somebody in office who's going to blow the lid off this. It's coming. I would like to spend a couple of moments on the president's statement today. He didn't pull any punches.
Nope.
The FISA warrant abuse scandal went to the top. I'm sure he's referring to Obama. And is it a coincidence today that our former president is telling Democrats to chill out? Barack Obama is telling Democrats to chill out, and it's become such a radical group at the top. They're now...
Yeah, they've got their own people that are trying to peel away and bail out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've gotten so radical that you've got some that you, I guess you would consider them moderate, that are just getting out of there because they see the damage that's being done to the party.
Yeah, it's significant.
Yeah, it is.
A Democrat in Pennsylvania today withdrew from the Democratic Party. He's an independent, but he's going to caucus with the Republicans.
Yep.
So what is he? The handwriting is on the wall. And the Democrats have self-destructed through this impeachment nonsense, this charade, this, you know, this gossip festival. I heard, I overheard, I was concerned. My feelings were upset because of what I heard, you know. These career bureaucrats think that they're the ones that are setting policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can fault Trump on one thing. He should have done what Obama did.
Should have cleaned house.
Fired everybody on day one and put his own people in, people that would not betray him. But instead, and it's on the record, we see it in the text messages between Page and Stroke and others. They, you know, you have people in Congress talking impeachment before he took the oath of office.
Yeah.
Because what's at risk here? Cushy deals. The more that comes out about the Biden crime family, the bigger it gets. I don't know how this guy is going to face the crowd at his next debate, because every day that situation gets deeper.
Well, they were giving him some grief about it last night, and he did get smart, or tried to get smart, but he kind of looked like an ass with his answer.
It looked a little short-tempered.
Yeah,
he did. When you respond that way, you're kind of tipping your hand a little
bit. Exactly. Exactly.
Saying, yeah, you got me. And this stuff, it all needs to come out, and I believe it will. And if we still have a majority of people, and this is what Newt Gingrich pointed out a couple of weeks ago very brilliantly, everybody forgets that Richard Nixon, he may not have been the charismatic leader that Ronald Reagan was.
It's an understatement.
Yeah.
But... almost every day when we talk the economy and the numbers that we're hitting, it's the best in how long? 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. 2019 minus 50, that's 1969.
What are the chances?
Who was president that year? Why, that would have been Richard E. Nixon, as Archie Bunker used to call him.
Mm-hmm.
It's Richard M., of course. And the Democrats, in their never-ending battle to turn this country into some big socialist communist experiment, whatever, they had to get rid of him. So they played the hand they had with that Watergate burglary, and it became obstruction of justice. Things that we have heard the Democrats claim Trump did, but did not. There is not a shred of evidence for any of this. And perhaps Trump today said, I want a trial in the Senate.
Yeah.
I want a trial in the Senate, and I'm going to call every son of a bitch from Joe and Hunter Biden to Barack Obama, and they're going to have to testify.
That's right.
That would not play well for Democrats.
No.
Because you go to impeachment, and I don't know what's going to happen. They're supposed to vote on it tonight.
That's what I think.
Whether to move forward. You think they will? I think it would be suicide.
I think they've come so far.
Yeah, they are deranged.
They've come so far that they've almost got to, but at the same time, they can say, we're going to hold this for further investigation so we can put it back in the people's face.
I think people have had it with investigations. They think they either need to crap or get off the pot.
I know I have, yeah. I'm done with it.
So, and the television ratings, your top 10 most popular primetime TV shows have all outdrawn the combined network coverage on this farce with bug eyes.
I think the average American knows this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. There's no teeth to this.
So this will be interesting. We may hear about that decision before the show is over today, and of course we'll pass it along. But in the meantime, we are going to continue to dig a little bit deeper into an event that never ends, ceases to fascinate me. I can't believe it. I don't know what I owe the privilege to. I know this. I've been inert. I felt like today was Thanksgiving all day long because somebody filled a plate full of great family recipes.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. That's Mama's stuff, and she taught me how to cook. And then one of our favorite things as boys, there were four boys, was her sausage dressing, and we fought over it. Mommy got more than I did. But anyway, the reason I'm calling you right now is because of November 22nd, 1963, and it just occurred to me, it hit me, because I knew you were doing stuff today on
yes.
the air, that I have some of the wire copy. And the story is amazing, of course, the whole assassination, but also, for me, the way it was covered, and you know, Miriam Smith was in the one of the cars following the president. He worked for UPI. Mm-hmm. They had a radio telephone. Well, he was the guy who grabbed the phone first and started calling New York with this dictating this bulletin, mm-hmm. this flash message. Meanwhile, the AP guy Jack Bell is in the car too, and he's punching Smith, saying, "Give me the phone." Because he's got to get the story out, too. Now, what I just sent you in your email is some of the wire traffic, and it's really amazing. First of all, one of the things you see that you'll see when you open that is the original flash message that was the very first. And flash was bigger than a bulletin. Flash was, this is it. And here's what the flash message says. Kennedy, seriously wounded, perhaps fatally by an assassin's bullet. And so that was UPI with the first flash message. But if you look at what I sent you, you'll see the actual traffic. First of all, there's this special weather statement, and then somebody takes control of the wire and says, "Get off!" And he starts writing a bulletin, and then somebody else tries to take control of the wire. He says, "Get off! Stay off, all of you! Stay off! Get off!" He's trying to keep the wire open so that they can keep sending these flash bulletin messages.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember, when you and I first knew each other, I gave you on the first time we had November 22nd, I gave you the first 6 hours of NBC coverage with Frank McGee.
Do I remember? I just put it on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank McGee and... of course, Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, and they're on telephones, and it's just very very raw. It's very raw television.
Oh, this is great stuff you sent. The email arrived after I got in the studio. I'm going to put this entire collage into one Facebook post.
I'll tell you what, most important is that flash, that one flash.
Yeah.
And then Walter Cronkite tells the story. He remembers because he was sitting there in the newsroom, you know, I think eating lunch, and you heard several bells go off. What was a What was the big message? Ten bells, was it?
10 bells.
Yeah, 10 bells. And then flash. Wow. Kennedy seriously wounded, perhaps fatally, by an assassin's bullet. Wow.
I read about the 10 bell thing with, I believe it was UPI.
Yeah, Merriam Smith.
That on those rare occasions, you know, the death of Roosevelt, Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So we all knew on August 8th, 1974, that Richard Nixon was going to resign. So I stayed at the radio station that night and stood next to that machine. And sure enough, ding, ding, 10 bells.
Right.
And then I still have that piece of copy somewhere in my Rubbermaid tub.
You know what? I'm glad that you and I are. I wouldn't trade my age really for anything because of we lived through the teletype era where AP and UPI machines were blaring away in one room. And you remember what the way that sounded? I mean, there were three wire machines going with the weather wire and the UPI and AP, and that was pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
This was the sound of a newsroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, like you said, that I got into the business at a time where this was still your ambient noise.
Exactly. So it's the weekend television grew up. It's the weekend television first covered a live news event. But I wanted to send you that that wire stuff, and I know you guys got some cool stuff on the air today.
Oh, yeah. It's and I appreciate you adding to it. We covered it on the timeline on the morning show today. Thank you.
Yeah,
and I'm
absolutely
going to have all of this stuff posted on my Facebook page.
I'll be
by
listening
the time our first break ends.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rich.
Bye.
Take care, Rich.
We're also going to run through. We have about half a dozen video clips that cover various aspects, including one on LBJ, and I may want to start with that one.
You get an idea.
But on my page right now, you have what Rich was just discussing, which is the As It Happened NBC. It's 5.5 hours long. It's worth watching, even if this did not occur in your lifetime, to see how news was covered in 1963. Remember, the Telstar satellite had just been launched earlier that year, so this was the first time they could provide satellite coverage, not just here, but, you know, to the networks overseas on an event. So the timing is really interesting in that regard. But I'm going to take these images that Rich sent because they're truly historic.
Well, let me ask you something. 10 bells, so you had to physically sit there and count the bells?
Yes, and it happened. I mean, the number of occasions on which that happened was so rare.
So I guess as the bells kept dinging, people started thinking, uh-oh.
Yeah. More serious. The more bells, the more serious.
Yeah.
That's wild.
The thing with Nixon was, you know, that whole thing, it broke. Everybody knew what time it was going to come down.
Oh, sure.
And so I just wanted to be there to hear history. And that's exactly what happened. It was, I'll never forget that.
No, but you were pretty smart. You took the paper, too.
I did.
I think that was pretty smart, Greg.
I hope it's still legible. I do have a Rubbermaid tub that's packed with not only stuff like that,
don't we all?
Some of my more infamous press clippings from those days. I need to go through it.
Yeah, let me get a hold of it. I'll separate it out for you.
There you go.
I can do it.
She's the only person I would trust with that. Gulf States Mobility, by the way, time is 3:20. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that does very difficult work, but it's what they're in business to do, and that's address situations for our wounded heroes who come home facing long-term rehabilitation from battle injuries, from people who were having a regular, ordinary Friday, and somebody blew a red light or a drunk driver, put them in the hospital, facing a long-term recovery. These are the situations they take on, and what the first thing they taught me, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, the founders of Gulf States, is this is where you really see the human spirit engage. It is natural for somebody to want to do as much for themselves as they can, and as bad as these situations are, people rise to that challenge, and they want to do as much for themselves as they can. Nobody wants to be completely dependent. So that's the goal with each and every case they take on at Gulf States, to restore as many choices as they can and re-empower the individual who got one of life's toughest breaks. Their number is 514-6590. I always suggest, in appreciation for your own mobility, look them up on Facebook and like them. They do great work at Gulf States Mobility with Tom Cook.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, Waspa's last, gas extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 25% off. Save on family jammies, women's sweaters, $22.50 and under. And save on select kitchen electrics. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 20th through 24th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Our full house this afternoon is truly Greg Goodell, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams. my partner in investigating the assassination of JFK. Yesterday, I described November 22nd, 1963 as the date that the 50s ended, because we went from a bright, charismatic White House that had cut taxes. There was a lot of optimism. And then in 6 seconds in Dallas, we're left with a doer career politician who took us to very dark places.
Heavy, heavy, heavy investment in Vietnam.
And somebody who wanted the presidency at a level that, in my opinion, was unhealthy and has led to speculation in some circles that he may have had, if not a hand, maybe wisdom or knowledge that something was going to happen in that Texas trip.
He helped.
But we know this. The Kennedys did not like him. He did get them in the White House, so they had to live with that because they carried Texas largely because of him.
Southern vote. Yeah.
But it was a lousy marriage for the most part. So what was on the radio on November 22nd, 1963, before the news broke?
I'm leaving it all up to you.
Dale and Grace, everybody.
You decide. What you gonna do?
By the sound of that song, you wouldn't know if that was made in 1955 or 1963.
Right.
You know, that style was still in vogue then and still popular.
Well, we were an innocent nation until Kennedy.
This is true. This is true. Innocence died on that day.
It really did. Everything changed.
I know this. I had been in school long enough to know that we had lost three presidents. And the feeling was, but it's 1963.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
This couldn't happen again. We have the Secret Service now. They would never let Kennedy go to a theater box unguarded and so forth. We're just so modern. It just can't
happen. Yeah,
we
don't have duels anymore or anything like that. Yeah.
And you did not have to be a grown adult to struggle to wrap your mind around this. So weird the way it happened. I went to elementary school in Chicago. We walked home at lunchtime because we had stay-at-home moms. And generally, it was about less than a 10-minute walk. So we'd go home, have something to eat, and about 20 minutes to one, we would head back. Mm-hmm. The radio was on in the kitchen that day, I remember. But it was just the boring music that my parents used to listen to. And we get back to the school. Wasn't on the playground long, and a kid that lived across the street from the school named Dean Micheletto. Wonder if I'll see him at next year's reunion. He comes running up. His house is right across the street from the school, so he could stay at his house a little bit longer, and he says, Kennedy's been shot. And no, it's true. We thought he was making it up. No, it's true. We were listening on the radio. He was shot in Texas. I would never remember him if it weren't for the fact that I heard about it from him.
That's who told you.
Yeah. And what was strange, we all kind of went numb. I had a knot in my stomach at that moment. And then you wonder, how bad is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of maybe the most docile recesses or student gatherings I've ever seen. At 5 minutes to one, we all lined up like good little ducks to go back into the school at one. Nobody said much. They opened the door. We went to our classrooms at 1 o'clock, and we sat there. You could hear the air in the room. It was so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher was a lady named Miss Myers, a stout, kind of typical Chicago elementary school teacher. We thought she was like 100 years old. Heavyset woman with the hanky stuffed in the black dress sleeve and gray hair and the wire rim glasses.
Oh, wow.
And she just, she opened the door with such brusqueness that it startled us, because we were just sitting there for minutes, what seemed like eternity, wiping her glasses, and she said, the president is dead. And that's when all of this started to sink. And I know they let us home early because they could do that then, because mm-hmm. they knew somebody would be at home.
As it should be.
I think they let the schools out at 2. And from that point on, it was being in front of the TV set and watching this. I remember kind of feeling afraid. We had been through the Cuban Missile Crisis. That scared the hell out of everybody. You know, on one hand, we say, well, that was the end of the innocence. But, man, we were doing drills outside as if our school lockers could protect us from a mushroom cloud, you know. You look back on it, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Nah, these are Chicago Public School desks. They will protect you from the flash, duck, and cover, kids. So we had seen some pretty heavy things come down. Right. But nothing hit you quite like this. I told this story this morning, so if some of you are hearing a rerun, I apologize. That evening, my dad needed to get something from Walgreens right up the street. I was a paper boy, just started. And I knew enough, I was interested enough in all of that to know that papers would put out an extra, but I had never seen one. So I wanted to go with Dad because I wanted to see if there were extras being published. And sure enough, we walk into Walgreens. There were about 6 towers of Chicago Tribunes, Sun-Times, Daily News, Chicago American, all with extra in big black type across, and they all had a different way. Kennedy dead, LBJ sworn in, headlines like that. And again, at that time, Walgreens had ceiling fans. They had a lunch counter then, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
And that was a big treat to go to Walgreens for...
get a malt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or a burger, whatever.
Hot Fudge Sunday.
Oh, wait a minute. This just in on Fox. The support for impeachment is down to 42. A week ago, this network was telling us that a majority of Americans... Right. You remember that?
Yes.
They lied. A majority of Americans wanted Trump removed from office. Now that's totally flipped.
Right. So if they're telling you 42, you
it was
put
a lie.
That in half.
Yeah, you know, it was a lie then. It's a lie today.
Absolutely.
Don't ask me why Fox is going the way they are. I hate it. Sometimes at the end of a Fox newscast, I may add a word or two that they might have left out in the way
at
they cover things.
I usually hear a good noise in there. It reminds me who I'm listening to.
And as Brandt reminds us, you know, the people that work in the markets, they don't like uncertainty. They don't like things like impeachments.
No.
Today, everybody was up, so, and the president again said, I want a trial. Nixon never said, I want a trial.
How many guilty people do you know that tell you, let's go to court?
Exactly.
And in a Senate trial, he can call anybody he wants.
That would be their worst nightmare.
Oh, and they've asked for it. So go ahead, Pelosi, have that impeachment vote. Bring up the articles, these ridiculous, because we overheard and our feelings are hurt. That's Article 1. Cut the crap. I will be astounded if they actually do that, because they are going to be inviting
pretty dumb
a world of that they'll never recover from. Right. It'll be a generation before people ever take them seriously.
If that's how long it takes for them to learn their lesson, then so be it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
But no guilty man says, I want a trial.
Bring me to trial.
And I want an Adam Schiff on the stand, because he's a liar.
Yeah, Shifty Shift.
Well, I don't know the whistleblower. No, you set this whole thing up with Eric Carmella. That's the guy. That's the whistleblower.
CIA.
That's
what
another thing that's so stupid is they all act like no one knows who it is. When the world knows who it is, who are we trying to fool? We know who it is.
Yep. They're actually, Facebook will remove your post if you put his name.
No, you know what? There was a thing, I mentioned this yesterday. It shows 6 images of somebody that's supposed to be Eric Carmella with Hillary and all the big Dems. Mm-hmm. Actually, that isn't him. It's really? George Soros' son.
Imagine that.
That's even worse. That's even worse to have that son of a bit bad.
Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Rosie. I'm doing my best.
I know.
All right, we're going to take a break here for traffic. Rich's forecast, your local news. Please take a look at the stuff we put up on Facebook. We're going to go back to a video here that talks about LBJ and that relationship with the Kennedys, which is strained to say the least.
afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident Eastern Boulevard at Drury Inn. That's in front of Sam's Club. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That one should be out of the way, but use caution. Also, the Eastern Boulevard southbound as you pass Carriage Hills Animal Hospital headed towards the Troy Highway. That's going to be just past Buckboard Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have high volumes of traffic everywhere this afternoon. The Boulevard, I-65 and 85, Taylor Road. We're showing back up at the lights already on 231 to Wetumpka at the River Bridge, Rifle Range, and Jasmine Hills. We're even seeing heavy traffic on Cobbs Ford Road. Be careful out there and watch out. One little fender bender will cause a big mess. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. Shop GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 25% off. Save on family jammies, women's sweaters, $22.50 and under. And save on select kitchen electrics. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 20th through 24th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. A jury has found former MPD police officer A.C. Smith guilty of manslaughter in the 2016 killing of Greg Gunn. The jury deliberated for a couple hours today before coming back with a verdict. Montgomery police have charged a man with murder after a deadly stabbing on Monday. Police have charged 44-year-old Marcus Johnson with murder in the stabbing death of Paris Clark at a gas station. He was arrested just after midnight last night. The former principal of Lead Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a Montgomery judge yesterday. Judge Jimmy Poole granted a temporary restraining order in favor of Dr. Nicole Ivy Price. Price claims she was illegally terminated by Lead Academy She says the school hasn't taken steps to ensure continuing health insurance or unemployment benefits. The restraining order directs Lead Academy to add Ivy Price back to payroll immediately. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Those weather changes we've been telling you about are now very close at hand as a cold front approaches the state. The chance of showers will be increasing as we go through the nighttime hours tonight. In fact, they'll become quite likely by late tonight, and showers and thunderstorms will be around at times tomorrow. Saturday's high temperature up to about 73. I think the showers will move out sometime Saturday evening and then turning colder. Overnight low temperature around 40. Sunday, sunshine, but much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. A little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And as you heard during the local news, verdict in that case was manslaughter, could have been murder. There is reaction coming in from various corners of the city, but that came down just a little while ago. And our partners at WAKA CBS 8 will update again a little bit later in the afternoon. It is November 22nd, 2019. You know that, right? But for many of us, it's a date. If nothing else, we'll stop and think back to what it was like to live through the assassination of a president. And it's important. I start to say, well, okay, it happened. There's a lot of different opinion. What's the big deal? The big deal is that some of the theories involving JFK's assassination connect to what we're witnessing firsthand today with the deep state.
Absolutely.
Let's go back, and Terry, you have researched this relentlessly,
mm-hmm.
to the Bay of Pigs and the firing of Alan Dulles.
Yes.
And people in those agencies did not like that.
No, it goes back to Project Paperclip after World War II when we brought all those Nazis over here and they basically infiltrated our intelligence community. So they immediately, they're Nazis. So you kind of know where they're coming from. They're socialists.
Well, we had a president appoint a freaking communist to his cabinet, mm-hmm. so.
Bingo. That's kind of where this is where all this is headed. But anyway, you have to understand that I believe that's really what bolstered deep state to the point where they were bold enough to take out a sitting president. Because mm-hmm. JFK did a couple of things. He went against the CIA. He threatened to shatter it to 1,000 pieces into the wind, which made Dulles and everybody mad because we were set up ready to invade Cuba. The Joint Chiefs even came to him with a proposal to take an airliner, a military plane painted up like an airliner, and shoot it down and blame it on the Cubans. And he said, no, we're not going to do that, because he didn't want to invade Cuba. He didn't want to go back into war. He was trying to get us out of Vietnam. Actually, the paper to get us out of Vietnam was on his desk when he died.
Deep state didn't like that idea either.
No, because war is good for the deep state. War, they need war. It goes back, and it's a long story, it goes back to a bunch of papers that were released. But you have to understand the deep state. If you go against them and you're in the position of the president, if you go far enough, they will remove you one way or the other. And it's pretty much everybody that's looked into this says the agency was involved in it, probably the mafia too. Absolutely, in my opinion.
Well, the mafia was certainly involved in attempts to assassinate Castro.
Yes.
And think about it in the context of that time, that Lee Harvey Oswald had gone to Russia, renounced his American citizenship, miraculously comes back. Usually that was a one-way trip.
How did he get back in?
Where did he get the money?
Do you want to know? We had a project. We had a project to send people to supposed defectors to go to Russia. They were double agents. Well, they were our agents pretending to not be our agents and be.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So it was a setup. The CIA, one of the agencies, one of the alphabet agencies, sent Oswald to Cuba specifically for that.
He also went to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. I watched mm-hmm. a documentary recently. They were able to trace every single one of his steps, including the CIA's listening posts.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from the building where Oswald had a meeting. And the building, even today, they went to it. This is a retired CIA guy who is on this case. and all the original wiring and listening devices, everything was still in place. It was amazing.
Really? I can believe that in Mexico, yeah.
And following the trail of evidence, a ticket to a bullfight, they went to the bull ring and they were explaining why this is a perfect place for Oswald to meet his contact.
Yeah.
And he was spotted at a party, and they managed to track down somebody who was at the party, now in their 70s, maybe early 80s, a Mexican man who said, yeah, he was there. He was there. Lee Harvey Oswald partying in Mexico City weeks before all of this comes down. This is not conspiracy. This is fact. But the Warren Report chose to overlook some of these things. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
Right. Now, back then, Greg, when you guys got that kind of information and you were doubtful about it, you know, nowadays when we're the least bit, well, we're always doubtful of government.
Should be.
But then you were a lot more trusting of the government.
Oh, yeah.
When that came out like that, did you go, oh, well, that's okay?
I did not question the Warren Report or that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only person involved in the whole story.
Because we're the good guys. We're right. America. We're the good guys. We don't lie.
Our country wouldn't do that.
No.
Right.
That's what they taught us in school.
Yes, this is the up, by, and for the people government.
Now they're teaching you the Constitution is wrong, it's racist, all this other crap. Oh, the Founding Fathers were lynchers.
Yeah.
And how we get that back, maybe that's something our president will be able to be effectual with at some point. Before we go to break, I want to listen to just a minute of the As It Happened. You can watch this clip on my Facebook page. News was very different then. Paneled newsrooms, smoking on set.
On November 22nd, 1963, at 1:45 Eastern Standard Time, the usually jocular voice of announcer Don Pardo broke into WNBC-TV's afternoon broadcast of Bachelor Father. Pardo had the solemn news that President Kennedy had been shot in Dallas. The bulletin stated that blood was seen on the president's head as they rushed him to the hospital. Mrs. Kennedy was heard to cry, "Oh no." A minute later came word that Kennedy had been cut down by an assassin's bullets and rushed to Parkland Hospital. The president's body was last seen cradled in the arms of his wife. And so the vigil began. For the next 4.5 hours, we will relive the events of that day exactly as they happened, exactly as NBC covered them. The following A&E special presentation features NBC's actual footage from the afternoon of November 22nd, 1963. It will be broadcast in exactly the same time frame as it was on this day 25 years ago.
I remember watching this.
The following presentation is not only a remembrance of a tragic event in American history, but a fascinating document of a process that changed forever the way Americans received their information. By today's standards, much of the coverage will seem to you to be antiquated. For example, it took 11 minutes from the moment of the first news flash for NBC to begin taping the coverage. As
one of the reasons, Rich pointed this out this morning on the timeline, they had to warm up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
They just they couldn't just, like, we can pull up our phone and I can immediately videotape Rosie making disapproving faces of certain language I use. I'm teasing.
Well, you know, TVs back then were the same way. Remember, you turn them on and you had to warm up.
The tubes.
Come on. Especially if you were a little bit late tuning in your favorite show. We'll come back in just a moment at 3:50. Divorce is a difficult time, a trying time, and sometimes you know it's coming, but you don't want to face that reality. But being prepared and knowing what your options are before anything happens is not a bad thing to check out. That's why if you think that may be a part of your future, reaching out to Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for a consultation to know what your situation is legally, where you sit, what's at risk, and how to protect yourself through the process, because your energy will be required to deal with the life change that it is. Even if you welcome it, if you know it's the right thing to do, it's still not easy. So you need not only people who know this legal universe inside out, but can provide the support you'll need as a client going through the process. And many times, consultations end up saving marriages. because we keep secrets. We hold things in. We don't get them out. Sometimes these consultations produce very positive results. That's always the hope. But if not, you'll be glad you teamed up with them. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, their website is divorceformenalabama.com. And their phone number for a consultation is 819-4810. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 25% off. Save on family jammies, women's sweaters, $22.50 and under. And save on select kitchen electrics. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 20th through 24th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
November 22nd, 1963, this song was
number 5.
Tommy Rowe. Everybody. Actually, I'm going by the playlist of KVIL in Dallas. They did a neat thing on the 50th anniversary of the assassination on how they covered the events of that day. This clip is available on my page. If you love real history, this As It Happened thing is amazing. When you just compare what you see here to the news sets you see today with all the CGI graphics and, you know, I mean, sometimes it looks like they're trying to give you a seizure with all the spectacular stuff. But back then, it was a much more primitive
time.
Be
sketchy for some time, because you can imagine what is happening to every circuit.
That's Chet Huntley, and they're trying to deal with overloaded circuits, correspondents that can't get a phone line out of Dallas into NBC.
Radio and telephone between the East Coast and Dallas, Texas at this moment. Obviously, the circuits are jammed. The information that we have, this is no time, obviously, for speculation. Facts are all that are warranted. Here is something else. It was impossible to tell at once where Kennedy was hit, but bullet wounds in Governor Conley's chest were plainly visible, indicating the gunfire might possibly have come from an automatic weapon.
There is this, Chet. Representative Albert Thomas, a member of the House of Representatives, said he was informed that President Kennedy and Governor Conley are both still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt.
Like we saw on 9/11, if you watch, and you can get that on YouTube.
Yep.
You watch CNN especially. At the time, I didn't notice, but from the perspective of today, they were abysmal. I remember they had some guy in the air who said, they claimed was an eyewitness, kind of like these people we're seeing today. You know? Well, I overheard.
Yeah.
A typical New Yorker, expert, right? And, oh, what I'm looking at. What's your location, sir? 56th and FDR Drive. Well, that's like 6 miles from the World Trade Center, right. And you're an eyewitness to the stuff like that. It drives me crazy. But I'm going to hold it together this afternoon. And this portion of our remembrance of the events of 56 years ago today brought to you by Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. I'm hoping to be getting a text from Tip Tames. There's some low mileage, short-term lease things that may be coming in that might work for me to upgrade. I love my car. I'll drive it for the next 10 years. It's not a problem with that, but why not if you can and keep your payment in the same ballpark?
Absolutely.
Eddie works in that universe.
That's exactly right.
Check out the values under $10,000 and know this too at Jack Ingram. They have over 20 credit programs for people who have had struggles like I did. My goodness, my shirt size and my credit score are about the same when I first came to Montgomery. But I rebuilt it, and primarily off being Tommy with a car loan on a used vehicle. So you can get out of it. Just be patient. Give yourself a break.
Definitely.
And rebuild. Jack Ingram can help you. 235 Northeastern Bypass, or go online. You can shop by price, by brand. Get a credit app started at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We still have an accident working on the Eastern Boulevard southbound lane just past Carriage Hills Animal Hospital. That's going to be just past Buckboard Road as well. Use caution there as they do the cleanup. We have very heavy traffic everywhere in Montgomery this afternoon. We have a big slowdown in front of East Chase on Taylor Road leading up to I-85. We don't have any accidents posted, but we have a big slowdown from Chantilly Parkway on I-85 southbound all the way up to Taylor Road. Very heavy traffic on